It's the European show. It's the big season preview, and what a preview we have got in store. I've got with me my trusty lieutenants in Mo Stewart and Rebecca Knight. And really only one place to start, Mo, which is Juventus. Well, we'll call it Juventus and Milan.
Yeah.
You know, in a season where you sign Cristiano Ronaldo, you don't expect to start the season with a bigger story.
No, and the deal that they've done with Milan is very, very convoluted, but it's quite wild, if you ask me, because...
It's like the ones that papers make up but never happen.
Yeah, exactly. It feels like one of those. And I think, in general, player swap deals tend to happen in Italy more than they happen most places else. I'm not sure why that is.
But co-ownership, maybe.
Maybe. Mm. But essentially, the bones of the deal is that, as most people know now, Gonzalo Higuain has gone from Juventus to AC Milan on a one-season loan deal for €16 million with an option for €32 million at the end of the season, should all go well. I expect it probably will go well. So it's still less than €50 million for a guy who went for, what was it, 75?
In that market.
And has been scoring consistently in that same market ever since. And then obviously you've got Bonucci, the prodigal son, returning to Juventus in the other direction.
And just put some meat on them bones for people who don't know how Bonucci, had the Bonucci story, I suppose. Bonucci moves last season because his son is ill, is that correct? In a hospital in Milan.
That's one of the reasons.
That's one of the reasons, yeah. But he then becomes AC Milan captain and scores, he scores against Juventus in a fixture at the San Siro, I think.
Yep, and that was pretty much the highlight of his AC Milan career. Thank you. Sorry. So the Bonucci thing is really interesting because it's almost like Allegri, because he and Allegri have had a couple of fallouts, including one famous one at halftime in the Champions League final, where he basically just did a Roy Keane and turned into everybody, and it didn't go down well.